Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees. Just blowing in the wind. Beautiful sight, beautiful sight. So glad to be with you, you, and you today. Thanking God for you, those that listen on a continual basis. We want to thank God for you. We want you to know that we love you, we really do. And sending you lots of love and hugs today. And of course, our prayers go out to you, trusting that your prayers are being sent to me today. Them good prayers are being sent to us today. We want to thank you, let you know that we appreciate you. We really do appreciate you. And today we are still praying for a few people. Praise God, because they're kind of critical in a way. But you know, to me, everything that's supposed to be critical is just something that's passing through, you know, to get your attention more fully on God. Yes. Kenneth Phillips. We're praying for Kenneth Phillips today in the name of Jesus. We're getting you praying for you, Kenneth, that God will undertake and touch your body. And if you need touching in your spirit, we send the word of God to you right now that your spirit will come in alignment with the word of the living God in Jesus' name. We are praying for Pastor Mosley there in Jacksonville, that God will continue to strengthen her after the strokes that she's had. Continue to give her strength to carry the word of the living God, because truly you are a champion. Oh, yes. We are praying also for Cheryl Sins. In the name of Jesus, that God will touch her right now wherever she is at this hour, that God will touch, and the manifestation will be come soon, very soon, in Jesus' name, that Jesus is on the main line. And you can certainly tell him what you want. Praise God. We're going on. We are praying for Crystal's mom, who had surgery, and we are praying for a full recovery. We are praying for baby Journey, who had surgery, praying for a full recovery right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to strengthen baby Journey, because she's had problems from time to time before. Father God, in Jesus' name, have mercy right now. Lord, we are praying for LeBarn Doe, also, who's a diabetic and having pinched nerves and all some of the other stuff that go along with diabetes. Father, in Jesus' name, touch right now and deliver. In Jesus' name, make my vivid whole right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we ask you to touch Mrs. Little, who had a stroke also. Touch her right now. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Almighty God. Father, we ask you to continue to touch Denise, the lapis. Touch right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Linda Miller. Also, Father, there's the cancer came back. We ask that, Lord God, you touch her right now. Deliver her, Lord. And, Lord, let it not manifest anymore. In Jesus' name we pray right now. And we thank you, God, for touching Glenda Meyer. We thank you for touching her, being cancer-free. That's the update for her. She's cancer-free now. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing. Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for touching Miriam Christian. We just going to believe you today, God, Touch her right now, God. The enemy keep coming with so many different things, Father, but right now, Jesus, we ask you to make her whole, God. Spirit, mind, and body, in Jesus' name. Lord, those that are going through trials, the richest family, Raheem and Kahia, touch them young men, Father God, like never before. Shake them, wake them before they get too late. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, we ask that you touch and deliver. And Father, we thank you for touching your churches, your ministers, Father, pastors, evangelists, and what have you. Touch them all right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' name. And make them every with whole. And if you need prayer today, we're going to ask you to call in at 347-857-3925. Give us a call while we're on the air. We will pray while we're on the air. Or if you just want to praise God for what he already done for you, call the number 347-857-3925 and follow the prompts which the operator will give. All right? We're looking to hear from you. You and you. Yes, we love you. We really do. Ah, yes, we thank God for being here today. We're going to give you a nice little word today. Amen, and we trust that it blesses you. And it goes this way. The greatest achievements of your life began the moment you take the wisdom and knowledge you have gained and go out into the world to share it with others. Is that okay? The greatest achievements of your life began the moment you take the wisdom and knowledge you have gained and go out into the world to share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. Give somebody else a little bit of it, too. How about that? Isn't that all right? Isn't that what you want to do? I know that's what you want to do. You know, I know the devil got you thinking you don't want to share nothing. But, yes, you do. You do want to share it. And that's what you're going to do because you want to be blessed of God. Isn't that right? Amen, amen, amen. We thank you for being with us today. Yes, we do. Now, I don't know how you feel today about anything, but you just call me and let me know, you know, what's your opinion. You know, that's your opinion. You are entitled to your opinion. You're a free agent. Are you not? You are a free agent, so you're entitled to your opinion. Isn't that right? So I can't get mad with you. Can't get nobody getting mad but the devil. I'm glad he mad. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Thank God again. Now, you know, we were talking to you yesterday about your mountain. On the previous broadcast, was about your mountain, huh? Where you stand with your mountain? When you get to the mountain, what are you going to do? When you get there, what you want? God done gave it to you already. Your mountain is already yours. He said, you go on up on the mountain and serve me. Go up there and serve me. All right. Now, we told you on the previous broadcast that the mountain sometimes, it get rough trying to get up. It gets very rough sometimes. And let me tell you this here. Let me show you about what Elijah said. I'm going to start with Elijah today. In 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, and starting at the 8th verse. Let's read a little bit. And, you know, you may know the story and you may not. Amen about Elijah. But I'm not going to take it for granted that you do know the story of Elijah. Okay, but just listen to some parts of it, and you may get a little bit of it now. We like time to tell you the whole story. All right, here we go again. And we're going to start with the 8th verse, it said, and he rose and did eat. This is Elijah. He rose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. Mm-hmm. Now, this is after he done went through the battle and his life is threatened and everything. You know, Jezebel told him he going to kill him this time, tomorrow, next day, or whatever day it was, he going to kill him. You know, you a dead man. In other words, you think you did something, don't you? But you ain't did nothing. Say, I'm putting my whole army out to destroy you. So Elijah had to get a hat and leave. You know what they tell you sometimes? A good run is better than a bad stand. You know, people tell you that. Now you understand why sometimes you do have to get a hat instead of standing up there, I ain't scared. You know how we do, be bullying and talking about I ain't scared of you and I ain't scared of this. Well, sometimes act scared and leave. You know, don't stand up and try to fight somebody. You may lose, you see. You don't know what time it is in your life. Do you get the picture? Okay, so he rose up and did eat drink. So, you know, he did what the angel said. Now, the seventh verse tells you, said the angel Lord came again the second time, touched him and said, rise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Now, God know where he's sending him. And he knows where you are going also. You don't always know where you're going, but let me tell you, God knows where you're going. Where he let's put it this way, where he wants you to go. All the time we don't want to go where God wants us to go, ain't that right? And this is what he did. See, this is the same thing. He's a man just like you were, like you are, man and women. He's human. Okay, so naturally, fear kind of gripped him a little bit here. Now, you know, I'm out here battling for God, and here I am now. I got to run, you know, for my life, you know. But it's the same God that helped him through them other places that he was in. Do you get what I'm saying? But we do come into times sometimes that we, the devil, play with us, and we kind of walk into it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it says the ninth verse, and he came thither unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what doest thou here, Elijah? In other words, now, is this where I sent you? Huh? Now, this is all God is saying. He told him to go what? To a mountain, didn't he? Huh? Go to the eighth verse. Now, he told him to go to a mountain. He goes up. And he stops at a cave. Why? Because his humanistic mind tells him that, you know, this is a safe place. Nobody can't find me here. Jezebel and her crew can't find me up in this cave. Because it is dark enough, there's no light for them to see. Now, that's how you rationalize your actions to what you're doing. When you want to do what you want to do. Did you get the picture? Okay, you got it. Mm-hmm. Amen. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken that covenant, thrown down that altar, slain the prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Now he having a pity party. Now, he not only done stopped off. Now, God done told him, rise up. The angel told him, rather, rise up and eat and drink, for the journey is going to be long and hard. You see, he done already told him what the journey will be. But he ain't even made it yet, and he's stopping off somewhere. He ain't got no business stopping off. God didn't tell him to stop there. He didn't tell him to go to Herod, to the mountain. Huh? See, now, God gave you the mountain. Now it's up to you to get there. You see what I'm saying? Now he's not telling you that everything gonna be smooth as silk on the way. But there is this that you got to know. It's hard and it's long. But I'm gonna be with you anyway. Didn't we tell you on the previous broadcast? He said, I will be with thee. Certainly. I'm guaranteeing you I'm going to be with you. Do you get it? I hope you do. Praise God. I tell you. Hallelujah. He said, they're going to take my life away. Is that you today talking about you scared somebody going to take your life? You're going to lose your life because you can't witness. Nobody can't tell them about Jesus, nothing. You know. And we can invite people to church because somebody, well, they say they got a church. So what? Invite them anyway. They invite you to theirs. They're not scared to invite you. Even though you told them they got, you know, you got a church. Or did you tell them? You probably ain't told them. That's your problem. Uh-huh. So you got all these excuses going not to get to where God wants you to be at. But yet you have in your mind, I want to be somebody. I want to be a well-known preacher. I want to be a prophet, apostle, or bishop, or some archbishop. Or I don't know the difference in all these bishops. But anyway, a bishop to me is a bishop. You know, and when I look in the Bible, it didn't tell me, say, God say, be an archbishop. Archbishop, chief bishop, all of these here kind of names. It just say if you desire the office of a bishop, so therefore be a bishop, you see. He didn't say what kind of bishop. He didn't give you no specifics there. So we've taken it on, and everybody is being for what? To become the top dog, and they done earn it because they haven't been to the mountain. Hmm? Hello now. If you ain't go to the mountain where God tell you, you don't do no title, big time title. Not if you haven't been to the mountain yet. All right. And when you get to the way on the way to the mountain, it's a process. Did you hear what I'm saying? It is a process. Let me tell you. Let's go to the 11th verse. He said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. Now, I want you to hear. Look at this now. I'm going to help you out here now. Look at here. Now, we headed for the mountain. We headed for the pinnacle of the mountain because God wants us to have the best, huh? So he don't want us to be down in the valley part, on the lowest part of the thing. He say, come on up to my mount. Up. When you're going up, you're going climbing. Listen here. You're going forward. See, this is what you're doing. So he said, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountain. Now, while you are going up the mountain, he did not tell you that everything was going to be hunky-dory, did he? He didn't tell you everything was going to be fine. You won't have no worries just going up the mountain. He told you now, this way we lose it. He said, I will be with thee. Now, he said he's going to be with you, but he didn't say that I'm going to send something there to distract you. Hello? Come on, talk to me now. You see what I'm saying? So here he starts up to go, and there's a strong wind. Shakes that mountain. And the Bible says, and it break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. See, it's working now. Oh, plenty of distractions is going on in your life. What wind is blowing in your life right now? Distracting you from what God told you to do and go where he told you to go at. Huh? What's distracting you? Is it people, places, or things? What is distracting you? Is it you want to have a piece of paper to say you are ordained bishop, you ordained prophet? God said he ordained you in the first place. Why are you looking for a piece of paper? If you walk in the avenue, on the avenue that God sent you on, you don't have to worry about the paper because the paper will come if that's what you want. But the wind is blowing right about now as you embark upon your journey. Now, remember that he told you in the beginning that the journey was long and going to be hard. But now, see, you didn't pay attention. You don't pay attention when he tells you what's going to happen. But he also stated the same time that these things begin to occur on the way that he was going to be with you. He was going to take care of what? The wind. Okay. Now listen what he says and how he began to break it down to the prophet. He say, but the Lord was not in the wind. Huh? Was you looking for him to be in the wind? Huh? He did what? He slipped that in on you. The wind blow all kinds kinds of things come when the wind blows. You know, all kind of debris and trash and germs and what have you comes when the wind blows. You don't know what is what then, and you can't seem to place where is God in this. And then you start getting in doubt. You start to be in doubt. God, where are you, God? You said you're going to be with me all the way. He is with you. But he just was not being identified in the wind. Did you get it? Huh? I sure hope you did. Praise God. And after the wind, listen here, he's spinning more distraction, and an earthquake occurs. An earthquake? Do I have to experience that too? Oh, let me tell you, the earth will shake. Because God is trying to shake everything that's in you out so that he can become first preference in your life. He's got to let the wind blow the debris up there on you. He got to blow all these germs up there on you. Can you survive through the wind? If you can survive through the wind, then you can survive through the earthquake. Because it's just another distraction. You don't know when earthquake is like when all your friends and family and everybody's come against you, and you ain't got enough money for nothing, and everything is happening in your life. You got a complete disarray in your life, and you don't know what to do. He done shook everything around you loose. He knocked the crutches from up under you. Everything that you would lean on, you don't have a leaning post anymore. That's because the earthquake shook the ground that you're standing on. It's just another distraction, do you understand? Another distraction to keep you from achieving the goal that God had placed in your heart, the vision that is in your heart. It's just another distraction to keep you from getting there. Do not allow it to come and distract you. Come on now. But the Bible says, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. Do you get the picture? He wasn't in the wind, and he wasn't in the earthquake. But he's still with you because he made that conversation surety for you. It said, certainly I will be with thee. I guarantee you I'm going to be with you, even though I'm telling you I'm sending you forth to the mountain. I've already prepared the mountain for you, but you got to get there. And when you get there, you got to climb it. My. And then the Bible says, and after the earthquake of fire, another distraction. This distraction also is just what? To clean you up, to purify you. Do you get the picture? And when that fire came and tried purifying you from all your sins and faults and failures and your ideas and your thinkings and what you want God to do and not what God wants to do for you, for what's best for you, and he has to burn out all these impurities that are in you that have come into your life over your process of being born. All these things have come to you because you was raised up in a family, maybe dysfunctional family. Maybe you had a proper family, but their morals was a little degraded and what have you. Or whatever the case may be that happened in your life, things happen in your life. So it brought bitterness in there, and all these things has to be burned out. So you have experienced, you made it through the wind, and you made it through the earthquake, and now you have a fire that's purifying all that's left from the wind and the earthquake. But the Bible say, but the Lord was not in the fire. He was not in the fire. The fire was just another distraction, what? In order to prepare, you see, we talked about last week about the preparation time, preparing you to this journey. See, Elijah was prepared for the journey when he had food and he had water and he had shelter, but the shelter was the wrong kind of shelter because it was a dark shelter. It was shelter when it was clouded over him, in a mist over him, that he could not see clearly. He could not see the word of God clearly. He could not see the word clear enough to stand on it. In the midst of the wind and the earthquake and the fire, he could not stand on it firm. Huh? Did you get the picture? Because of distractions that came, you cannot hear the voice of God. See, God is sending you forth now, telling you, climb up this mountain. Go to the top of the mountain. I've already prepared it for you. It may look rugged. It may look like you can't make it. But let me tell you, you can make it if you try. But you got to try. You got to get on and start the climb. Every mountain climber prepare for climbing the mountain, and they put on the right gear. They put on the right garment, the right shoes, the right outfit. They carry tools, the right tools to help them get up there. See, God has already given you all that. He's given you his faith. He's given you his love. He's given you his promise. You have these things already, and it's there prepared for you. He said, I prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Don't matter who your enemy may be. The fire may be your enemy. The earthquake is your enemy. The wind may be your enemy, but he's already prepared you in that place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, he had to go through this with Elijah, and he's going through with us today with these same things. We have to go through something in order to achieve what God has visualized in us to come to pass for our purpose. Did you get it? I sure hope you did. Praise God. Do you see what I'm saying? God is a good God. But now in all the things that have distracted him, you come to a point, if you're still seeing clearly, if you're still in the midst of climbing up higher and higher, as the rain goes higher and higher, you mountain, you look up to the peak and it looks like it's a long way from you, don't it? And that which God has ordained for you to have is a long way from you, huh? Them riches that he promised you that you're going to have ain't got there yet, have that. The husband or wife that you was promised ain't got there yet, huh? That house ain't got there yet, did it? My. But you don't stop climbing. You keep climbing till you reach your goal, huh? Because at the time as you climb, what happened after the fire, after you've been purified? Once you've been purified and prepared to receive, he says, the Bible said, the 12th verse, and after the fire, a still small voice. It's what you did not expect. You always come to a point in your life that you don't expect what God has for you because it doesn't come like you expect it to come. Is that right? Hello, somebody. Ooh, glory be to God. See, God done made that mountain for you. And as you on your way up to the mountain, don't stop and try to find a cave to hide in. We always trying to find some other way to hide in. And then you go, when you get to the cave, you tell God, you know, First Baptist of the Frigidaire is doing this or that or the other. Why I got to do this? Huh? Now, just because everybody's doing wrong, do you have to do wrong too? Huh? I don't think so. Oh, no, you don't. Huh? Because you're on your way to serve God. So don't be distracted by the First Church of the Frigidaire, what they got or what they doing. because they don't have the anointing like you have. Do you understand what I'm saying? Their anointing is completely different what they have, and so they're not going up to the mountain. They're playing around down in the valley because they cold. He said, I'd rather for you to be hot or cold, not lukewarm. See, they lukewarm, right? But you done got out the cold going up into the heat of the whole thing. You see what I'm saying? Huh? Let the people do what they want to do. Walk like they want to walk. Huh? You tell them what's right and you keep on walking, going up. Stop standing up there trying to do what other people do. That's our problem. Everybody want to be like the other person and not like what God called them to be. You cannot accomplish the goals that God has placed in your heart. That vision that he's given you will never be fulfilled if you keep looking at somebody else. Huh? Just because it look good don't mean it's good. Huh? You ain't got to do what other people do. You living for God, and you're going to serve him and him only. You're not going to serve the people. You're serving God. Huh? So don't be distracted by them. Don't be distracted by what they're doing. Don't be distracted how they operate. I know, you know, music is a good thing, but it, you know, they come over my church and say, you ain't got no music. Yes, we do. We got some tapes and we play them. So it's still music, ain't it? Huh? Now, just because you want a live band, you think you out there in the disco someplace, you want a live band. So you want me to be like somebody else. Well, I'm not like nobody else because I believe that I should obey God rather than man. Huh? Now, if you don't like it, go find the disco church. See? So I'm not going to be distracted because you like that. I'm sorry that that's the way it is, but, you know, if we don't have one, every time we get one and we train him into being a musician, he goes out and find him another church to go to, you know. So, you know, that can get old and tired, you know. Don't be like nobody else. Okay, we'll play the, you know, play the tapes and keep going. See, stop trying to be like other people. It's not popular. Let me tell you this, and we're going we got Pastor Sharon up here with us today. Let me tell you one thing. You don't have to be like these other people. You're going to be popular. I'm going to tell you right now. They say you're not cooperative because you don't join the group. Okay, some people don't want to come because we ain't in a group. What group you want us to be in? We in the group with Jesus. Now, Holy Ghost, the anointing, that's the best group to be in. Huh? And then when you get together with other saints, things begin to happen. Miracles flow. Things begin to happen. Blind eyes open. Deaf ears unstopped. All these things happen when we come together. But if we in the church and everybody's bickering what they think ought to be done and nobody's following what the leader is saying, the pastor, president, whoever you want to call them, they got so many names they want to call people nowadays to be different, you know, so I don't know what to call you. What you want me to call you? You tell me, so I can be in respect to call you who you want to be. Do you see what I'm saying? That's the way I go. I don't try to be like nobody else. If you want to be called Servant Joe Friday, okay, then I'll call you Servant Joe Friday. Did a Pastor Joe Friday. You see, Apostle Joe Friday. I'll call you Servant Joe Friday. That's what you want. But now you got to tell me so that we don't get in disarray, arguments, or anything else. Because I don't want nothing to distract me from reaching the top of my mountain. Because I want everything that God has for me. I don't want to lose nothing to the wind. I don't want to lose nothing to the earthquake. I don't want to lose nothing to the fire. You see, I don't want to lose nothing. I want to gain, be a gainer. I'm gaining as I go. Every time I go up a little bit higher and I meet another plateau on that mountain, do you know I gain something? More of the anointing. It flows even more. God uses me more. He'll do the same for you, not just for me, for you too. It's not just for me, it's for you too, but you got to want it for yourself. I can't make you get it. All I can do is tell you about it. I'll tell you what I'm looking for in God. Now you can find out what you need. When you find out what you need in God, God will supply exactly what you need. Do you get the picture here today? So don't be distracted by anybody else, huh? No matter how good they look, how much money they got, what their perfume smell like, I don't care what they smell like. I'm not going to be distracted by them because I have this plan that God has for me. I want to make it. And I want to hear him say at the end, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. I want to be in the joys of the Lord. That's where I want to be right now. I'm telling you, yes. You say, well, you selfish. You can call it selfish, anything you want, but I want to be in the joys of the Lord. And I'm working to get there. I'm working to enter into the kingdom, his kingdom. See, I'm telling you, there's just nothing else for me to work for but that. That mean I got to love people that I ordinarily don't want to love? Be nice and kind to them. Sometimes you know that flesh will come up and you don't want to be kind. See? But you know that you got to if you want to make it up that mountain to the top. Ah, yes, 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 yes. See? You got to love when you don't want to love. When it's not convenient. Huh? Oh, my God, you want to be in that dog place. Well, praise God, you know, I'm going to go and let our own Pastor Sharon to say something here. Y'all ain't called in and talk none today, so we going to let her go ahead on and talk. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that's a good word from the Apostle Porter today. The word is good, I tell you. Can you find yourself in the word this morning? Did you find yourself in the word? I tell you, along this journey, along doing what God called you to do, because Elijah was doing what God called him to do. Elijah allowed God to use him. And even though God used him to do miracles and miracles were manifested, and we know that the God he served was a mighty and powerful God, it lets you know that you still things that come along the way that may come and do a little what? Shaking. And when the woman of God was talking about the earthquake and the wind and the mountain, and I tell you, when I looked up the mountain said a natural elevation. A natural elevation. And your mountain comes to bring you into that place in God. You got to go up a little bit higher. And then I was reminded when we went to California and we were going up higher and higher with the car driving, and each road we went on that mountain, it was taking us to higher dimension. We were going higher and higher. And then the poor car couldn't handle it because the atmosphere and the elevation had changed. And that lets me know each time you're going higher, there's something new you got to deal with. In the natural in California, you can hardly breathe. People that have a health issue was told stop along the way. Why? Because the air was could you cannot breathe the air, so you had to stop. And the ones that was brave enough to keep on going, after a while, you may have start feeling dizzy or lightheaded, and then your feet not standing on a firm foundation anymore. Why? Because you start swaying back and forth. Can you see that today? Can you see when life trouble comes your way? Are you standing firm on the word of God? Or are you allowing the situation, the atmosphere, the earthquake, the wind, the storm, the lightning, the hail, the flood to take your eyes off what the word says? I'll tell you. Now, when I think about the California mountain, it was something, a new experience. And sometimes you don't know what to do. Why? Because you're in a place you've never been before. And Elisha would never had to deal with a Jezebel before. He did not have to deal with. She was bold and bold and bold. He never dealt with that type of devil before. But you know what? God brought him through. God let him know he was right there beside him. And I was getting excited on the word because I tell you, God was try you. It's a test. It's a test, y'all. The earthquake is a test. The wind is a test. All those things is just a test. And when the woman of God was saying how God will allow, he will allow everyone to back off. Why? Because he wants you to trust him. I tell you, it brought back memories of when God is, young lady, you know what? You're just going through a test. God is letting everyone don't even try to help. God shut their pocketbooks. I don't care what you, if you say, I need a soda. It wasn't happening. I need this. It was not happening. Why? Because God was in the midst. You say, God does that? Oh, yes, he do. Because when we depend on other people and not depending on him. Now, we know that God used men and women to bless you. But there comes a time he allow you to go through that test. And everything was shut down. Now, you say, well, maybe they didn't have the money. Oh, they had it. Oh, they had it. But God was in the midst. He was shutting it down. Why? To let you know that trust me, depend on me. It doesn't matter what it looked like because it doesn't matter what they say. But he bringing you through that test and to see will you stand on his word or you'll just throw it up in the air and say, forget it now. I am so sick and tired of this. What if Elijah did that? Now, we know he went into the cave now. We know he went into a place where he was hiding himself. You know how it is. We start going through. We get secluded. All right now. We don't even answer the phone. We get into that place that we're looking into the air, and the air, we're not seeing anything, right? Because we're in our natural cave. We ain't even hearing nothing. And a cave is what has only one opening. So you find yourself in, you only can allow who you want to come into your cave or who you don't want to come in. There's no window. There is no back door. But then, I tell you, God asks him, where I call him by his name. Now you know when you're in, when you're trying to hide out, God will ask you, say, now, I didn't tell you to hide out here like Jonah. I didn't send you to go to the opposite direction. I told you to go to Nineveh. He was trying to run from God, hide from God. Why? Because the heat was too hot. He did not want to continue the battle. Why? Because he got tired along the way. He got discouraged along the way. God, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And like the woman of God said, now let's be real about it. God, you've been promised me this thing and this. And now look at me right now, Lord. I'm looking at some graves in my hair now. When you promised it to me, Jesus, my hair was nice and black. I had a youthful skin. Everything was at attention, Lord. Now look at me now. My skin started getting wrinkly. I can't move like I was moving before. Now what's going on? You know you get tired. You know you get weary and say, God, my God, I'm doing what you call me to do. I just taught you to get, it would have showed up by now.
Amen.
You will tell him that.
Yes,
It's been a long time waiting on this, Lord. I've been waiting a long time. And you know the battle has been hard. You know these people tried me. You know this enemy came up against me, Lord. Now, where are you, Lord? You know you tell him that. Where are you, Lord? Where are you? Have you forgotten about me, Lord? But he said, you know what? I'm working it out. I'm bringing you to another elevation in me. I'm bringing you into a place in me that you have never been before. You're not used to it. Why? Because the earthquake, which is the vibration, you do things happening to you that never happened in a while. And you'll say, my God, what's going on, Jesus? What's going on? Why? Because the vibration is going on. But you heard the word. Don't allow it to stop you. Keep going towards the mountain. Keep going like that car will go each route, each road, taking you higher and higher until you reach that place he wants you to go. Amen. Know that God is not like man.
No, he ain't. Thank you, Jesus.
He is not like the natural man, but he's working it out just for you today. We all go through that. We all go through that. Sometimes you can't even catch your breath, and it's like so many things are going on. But you know what? God is your strength today. He's working it out. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Remember to speak the word of God. Encourage yourself today. And know that God, with man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Keep on holding on to the possibility. Keep holding on to the promise, what God has spoken to you. Yes, you may not want to say, God, how long, Lord? How long? But you know what? In the end, it will speak. Everything that he has promised you, it will speak. And yes, you may say, you know what? Thank God for creams. Thank God for hair dye. You can dye your hair all over again and say, you know what, God? I thank you right now because you know what? I was a novice, but now you're allowing me to be walking into maturity knowing that it's a process. He's taking you through a process. And I'm not going to say to you today that it's easy. It is not easy. It will hurt you to your heart that you know, God, don't they see? Can they see? Lord, can they hear? Can they hear? But God is in the midst. He's allowing them not to help. He is allowing them. But you know what? You can't get mad with them. You can't get bitter. You can't, because you know what? It is the Lord's doing. It's his doing. I tell you, a woman of God was just triggering some memories, man, when God said, I'm shutting everybody off. I'm cutting them off. My God, you could have called Mom, and Mom would help. Sister, you could just say, you know, I need how much? I tell you. But you know what? I learned something. It made me stronger. It made me stronger. It let me know that, you know, it gets better after a while. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's just my season of trial. It's just my season of going through the wilderness. But you know what? I tell you, after going through the wilderness, I'll tell you there'll be some air condition blowing. There'll be some water. I tell you, you can sit on the table and you can just feast and say, who did it? God did it. I know for a surety that it was God that moved. I know that it was God. It was not man. Men cannot take the credit, but it is God that have done this just for me. So be encouraged today and know that with God, it is possible now. I tell you, he'll turn it around just for you today. So look up and live today. Look up and live. Look up and live. Because God did it for Elijah, He can do it for you. And yes, we're talking about the man and the woman of God, the people of God that are going through, that serving God with everything they know how. They're really walking according to His purpose, and they're going through great sorrows and great trials and going through great tests in time. But God is the one that's working it out just for you, so you can at the end help someone else and say, you know what, I remember, this is what you got to do. Trust in the Lord. Keep holding on to Him. Keep believing His word and know that He'll never leave you, nor will He forsake you. And know that the Lord is what? My shepherd, and I shall not want for anything. Now, you may have to do bread and butter or bologna sandwich or hot dog, but you know what? He's still making provision just for you. You may not have that nice pineapple drink, but you know what? If whatever it is He supply you with, be grateful, y'all, because you know what? Someone else is worse off than you, and you still got to hold your head up and keep on going. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. When life trouble comes your way, please don't give up. Just stand on the word of God. It's just a test. The enemy wants you to do what? He wants you to give up and curse God. But you know what? Do not curse Him. Do not turn your back on God. Because that's what a lot of people do now. When things happen in their life, they believe, and it's something to think about. Why do they just turn their back on God? I'm not going to do this anymore for God. I am not going to pray anymore to God. I'm not going to serve God anymore. But why don't they just say, I'm not going to serve the devil anymore? Because he's the one motivating you to think like that. And we put a blame on God. God is not the one doing it to you. It's the enemy allowing that thought, negative thought, to come into your mind. So reverse it today and say, you know, no matter what may come my way, God have never forsaken me. He had never let me die. He's the one that got the keys of hell, death, and the grave. He is the one that my goal is where I want to be, to be with Him. So don't allow the negative thought to let you go in the reverse, and you don't walk according to His word today. So when things comes in your life and the negative thought comes to do the opposite according to what His word is, remember, God did not do anything wrong to you. It's not His fault. God didn't do you the wrong. He did not do it to you. Know that He loves you today, because He said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And remember that little song, Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me no. So always remember, Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. So when sickness comes upon you, it is not God putting sickness upon you. Know that He loves you. Remember that song. If you don't remember anything else, remember Jesus loves you today. So be blessed and be encouraged, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, awesome, awesome word from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, the process that we have to go through, and sometimes we don't like to go through process, because when we go in through process, it's a whole lot of stuff got to come out. Some things that you forgot about and is in there and you know it got to come out, I tell you, the process, just the process alone, because, you know, sometimes you have to relive something to get it out. But when it's out, God knows. God above know that is out. When He's root up, pluck up everything that is not of you, everything. And we know that, just as we've been talking about in Bible study, that Jezebel spirit, I mean, all kind of stuff we got inside of us. Process, a process when it is you come out of sin into light. It's a process that we go through. And when Pastor Sharon said about, you know, cursing God, I heard that same phrase, that same thing years back. And it was asked to me, would I curse God or would I praise him? It was asked three times to me, and I said, I would praise God, not knowing that I was going to be going through some changes in a matter of days. But you see how mindful God is? He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He was right there with me, right there. The process that we go through to be where he wants us to be, not where we want to be, but where he wants us to be. We serve an awesome God. And when we're going through the fire, the earthquake, the winds, and, you know, your friends, your family, your financial situation, place all of them in with the fire, the wind, the earthquake, because you know what? That's exactly what it is. But don't stop climbing that mountain. Don't give up. Continue going forward. And know that there is light at the end of all of this. Know that there is a calm after that storm. We serve an awesome God. Never forget that. Never take your eyes off of him. When negativity and all those stuff start coming at you, as I say, get a scripture. Speak the word. Speak to that mountain. And when you're weak, God above, no, he sends somebody in there to even lift you up, encourage you. Like I say, he used someone. He even used a song. I mean, that's how mindful God is of us. I never thought that God loved me that much to place people in my life to help me through my process for me to get where I need to go. And when talk about drying up this and drying up that, you better believe that happened. And when they say trust, have faith, no man going to get the glory but God. Because, you know, when man do stuff, they be like, yeah, I help you get there. Well, guess what? God said, no man get the glory. No man get the glory. So it's just so awesome to be here in the midst amongst the man and woman of God. It's an awesome experience. It's an awesome process to go through. You don't like it every time, but you know what? What you do, shut your mouth, put your big girl's pants on, and keep on pushing. Keep on, keep on pushing, I tell you. Because you know what? It's not all the time that the road is going to be rough. You got some smooth sailing going on some of the time, but when you start to get big-headed, guess what? Then you start to see a little bumps and everything, just like Apostle was talking about, going up that mountain, and you got those shoes. Imagine if you don't have those hiking shoes on, those spikes where you dig into the mountain when you're going up the mountain. All those that you see climbing Mount Everest and all of that, they have special shoes on. I tell you, you know what? Trust and believe in God and know that we serve an awesome God. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. And previous broadcast, he says certainly he will be there. Certainly. Certainly he will be there. So trust and believe that we serve an awesome God. So you be blessed, okay? You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., that's tomorrow night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-POUND. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m., so come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. And come on out on Sunday at 1 p.m. and every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to Bible study. And that address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying,
how the story ends.
When I let go,
and I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go, struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let God.
He can handle it all.